pretty good. How are you?
Good, good. I just want to let you know ahead of time that it's just going to be a direct transcription. It's just a conversation. We don't add anything to it, so...
Okay. Did it start with when I said okay or right now?
Actually, it started before then. It started with phone ringing. No, I'm just kidding. So, five years ago, you guys were mowing lawns, and now one of your songs is on a Victoria's Secret ad. Is that fucked up for you guys to think that that's where it is now?
Yeah, kind of, but at the same time, it's in a way, it's so, like, surreal, I guess.
Right.
I mean, a lot of it has to do with, like, living in Akron.
Sure.
I mean, you know, the TV and the internet are, like, really the only direct contact with, like, popular culture or something. And,
sure.
You know, there's no LA, there's no billboards, there's no... So in a way, it just feels like any other band on a commercial. It doesn't really seem that strange.
Seem like it's... Yes.
And since I barely watched television...
Right.
At least the channels where the commercials on, so I've barely even seen it, so it didn't seem like it. I've seen it once.
So, with the new album, how did you guys handle it differently from previous releases?
Well, the first record, obviously, we had a record deal, you know, that was based on a demo that we sent. And
right.
We got $0, and we quit school, and we just set up in the basement, and, like, just spent, like, 2.5 months, 2 months recording a record and then putting it out. And, you know, honestly, I think we both were expecting just maybe to be able to tour around the country and, you know, I mean, we weren't expecting anything, really.
Right.
And, I mean, obviously from there, then the next record, Take Freakness, you know, is kind of, things were going pretty good, things were starting to go well. We just got, like, a review in Rolling Stone, and we recorded that record, like, 8 months or 9 months after the first record.
Right.
When in a pretty much similar environment, only even more kind of... I bought like a quarter-inch 8-track that we recorded that on in like a day and a half because we had songs that we had kind of amassed over the summer.
Right.
So for the first two records, it was like kind of... You know, the second record took the least amount of time.
Right.
You know? But then we started starting to take more time on Rubber Factory. And for this one, I think... We just blocked out a lot of time in 3 months.
Right.
And we did some things differently. We usually would just kind of like set up to record and then kind of jam, come up with a song, and then write a song and record it all in the same day. Like
right.
That's kind of what we were doing for Rubber Factory. And for this record, we did the same kind of thing. We spent a week kind of recording demos in the basement. And then we took 2 weeks just to like listen to them. On our own, and then we came back and just went song by song, recorded it, and we would spend like two and a half days per song, kind of tweaking it and recording it.
Right.
And it was actually really kind of relaxed in a way.
Do you miss like the spontaneity of, you know, those first two albums, or do you like now that you have more time and you can take more time tweaking stuff?
I think we have more time for sure, but. You know, at the same time, I think that, you know, there is, you know, as far as the performance, there's definitely spontaneity still there.
Sure.
You know? But, I do like being able to, like, have a couple of days to, you know, listen back to a song.
Right.
And tweak little tiny EQ or compression things or whatever.
Right.
Yeah. You know? Because, I mean, of all the records, I'm most happy with this record.
Right.
For sure. I think that I'm happy with all of them because they all... thing, but
right. Do
this
you?
One, this one. Yeah.
No, go ahead.
Sorry. No, go ahead.
You guys, you make so much music. I mean, you know, within the last few years, you've got 4 full albums. You got an EP. You got a DVD out. Do you guys are you constantly in the mode of making music, and then you just have a huge like back catalog to pull from when it comes time to make an album, or do you approach each album like as its own thing and fresh, and be like, okay. You know, what is this going to be?
Yeah, I think everything... I mean, on the new record, there's one song we kind of had the riff and shit together like a year ago.
Okay.
That we kind of turned into a whole song. But it was always the intention that was going to be a song on
right.
the new record. But usually, usually we'll just kind of say, all right, it's time to make a record.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll just write exactly what we need for that record. You know, on this new record, we recorded 19 songs, and we kept 11. But of those 8 that are left over, those aren't for, like, the next record or anything, you know?
Right,
I think, like, if we had to, if it made sense, which it doesn't. We could probably every 3-4 months get together and spend a month writing and recording a record, and I don't think we'd have a problem doing it.
Where does the music come from? Is it just then from? Are you drawing from stuff that's happening to you, or are you guys just like listening to other stuff? And I mean, where do the influences come then? Because it's kind of become the norm now for bands to, you know, release an album every 2-3 years. The days of releasing an album every year are pretty much gone. So how do you guys continue to create so much stuff and keep it good?
Thanks. Yeah, I think like, well, this new record, you know, it will be like a couple of days over 2 years since Rubber Factory came out, but we have had like the DVD and the EP.
Right.
But we intentionally kind of spaced this record out.
Right.
Because the other records are so crammed together. But I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think we just like to make records, you know.
Right.
And it's like, there's a specific feeling that you get, like, it's one of the best slash weirdest feelings you could have, which is the time frame that like kind of started like 2 weeks ago that will last for the next 3 weeks, where your record's on the verge of coming out and press is starting to come in and you're getting ready to go on tour.
Right.
You've got to like buy new underwear.
Right.
And you basically, it's like this kind of anxiety, just wondering if people are going to even like it or care anymore.
Right.
So, but it's that good feeling, though. I don't know. It's kind of a rare. It's like kind of like Christmas,
right?
But like, if Christmas was like, you'll either get like eaten alive or like still live.
Do you guys consider yourself to be, when it comes to the process of the Black Keys or all the aspects of the Black Keys, do you guys consider yourselves to be somewhat control freaks, like trying to control every aspect of it? Or can you guys let go and let other people do what they need to do?
I think we can totally let go as far as certain things go, you know, but I mean, you know, we step in if we need to, and we're pretty much always aware of exactly what's going on.
Right.
Know? And if I ever find out, like, or Dan does it, like, something's going on that we didn't know about, it's kind of, it can be a little bit annoying, but it rarely happens, you know?
Right, right.
You know, I mean, the main thing that, the most, what's important to us is, are like, making the records we want to make, making sure that, like, the artwork and everything is executed, like, the way it should be.
Right.
You know, like, making sure that, like, my brother does all the art, making sure that he has, like, he has an understanding of kind of what we want.
Right.
And is able to, like, print the records the way that we want them printed.
Right.
And then the other aspect would be, like, touring, making sure that we don't, you know, tour too much or play the shows we don't want to play.
Right.
And then licensing songs and stuff. So, I mean, other than that, there's so much other minutia that has to happen that it's too fucking much to do with.
Right.
So, luckily, we have a pretty awesome management company. They handle all the boring shit.
Yeah.
We just made a video on Monday.
Oh, really?
And it's like, probably the first, in fact, I know it's the first music video that Warner Brothers has ever paid for that involves fake gunshots. Pretty. you know those squibs?
Yeah, like, yeah.
Yeah, we get fucking ripped up with those things, man.
Nice. What song is it for?
Your Touch. It's like cool. You're not allowed to show guns or blood, but, you know. And actually, they're not even, but, you know, we totally got Robocop'd in this shit.
Yeah. sorry, I forgot where I was. Oh, I was thinking about you getting shot. Yeah. You guys are still in Akron. And you plan on staying there, I'm assuming, even though I'm sure that there's maybe pressure to go somewhere else, because that's kind of the thing to do, or no?
Well, there's no pressure to, like, move anywhere else. I mean, I'm sure, if, like, you know, if we lived in, like, Seattle or L.A. or New York or whatever, I'm sure that we'd probably, you know, in ways be much more successful or something, you know, or we'd at least have an easier time, I guess. But in my book and in Dan's, things are going, like exceptionally well.
Right.
And if they weren't, the plan wouldn't be to move to fucking a city we wouldn't want to be in.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I like the Midwest, obviously, you know.
Sure.
Seems like you do, too.
I
like visiting New York and visiting L.A. and stuff. And
yeah.
Whatever, but they're just not for me at all.
Right. Yeah, my sister lives in L.A., and it's nice to go out there and see her and visit and everything, but it's a totally different thing. And
I just don't get excited, like, you know, seeing somebody that was on a TV show. I have no aspirations to, like, even meet any of those people, or it's not exciting.
Right.
In fact, it's like, I see the complete opposite. I see, like, traffic jams and pollution and giant Hummers.
Right.
The fuck out.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? I don't like suburbs at all. You know?
Right. Also, I mean, like, one of the things that, like, we've always said is, I think if we were to go out there, like, what we do would be different. What we create would be affected by that, so it would be different. Do you guys think that if you did make a push like that, that would be the same case for you?
Well, I think that we have a much harder time, you know, like, not in our situation, but say we were on, like, Capitol Records or something. I know how that would go, you know. We'd be in L.A.
Right.
You know, we'd be sent to a studio. Everyone would pretend it's a giant, like, kind of party / creative, like, you know, creative orgy.
Right, right.
And you would slowly be mind-fucked into making a piece of shit record.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, in Akron, we're so out of the fucking loop that labels don't even want to come here.
Right.
No one wants to come check up on us.
So you can be left alone.
You know, we also have the ability to, like, talk to people and not make a lick of sense if we need to. So people just don't even, you know, I don't think we'd ever actually have to have that problem.
Right, right.
Yeah, you know, we're too fucking annoying to deal with. You know, it's kind of like when a Scientologist kind of sizes you up to see how much they can manipulate you, you know. I think that we would get blacklisted pretty quick.
Yeah. I know you gotta go, but I just have two more questions for you, and then I'll let you run. So what's next for you guys? Obviously, you guys are hitting the road, going on tour, and you just announced some more tour dates, but beyond that, what are you guys planning on doing next?
We're taking January and part of December off, then we're going back out on tour February and March. We're playing festivals over the summer. I mean, we'll be busy. And
yep.
Then on top of it, you know, like, we're doing, like, another recording project. It's like a collaboration with some dudes, but I don't even know if we're allowed to talk about it. But it's
some
it's
dudes. Awesome. I'll just put some dudes in quotes.
Yeah. Dudes. So it's just, you know, we kind of have a, and then, you know, the plan is, like, you know, around next fall, really slow down and start working on another record.
Right.
You know, and it's, you know, it's the hardest part between now and then is just balancing it. You know, we think we can do pretty well just so we don't, like, fucking burn out, which we've done, you know, because from, like, middle of 2002 through end of 2004, we were pretty much constantly on tour, and it's really fucking hard to do. And
right.
Especially if you have, like, a lot of friends at home and a girlfriend and family, it fucking sucks.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, obviously, we just have to balance it, and then we need to give ourselves some, like, time at home and some space.
Right.
And fucking snap.
Yeah.
Because, you know, no matter who it is, if it's your fucking brother or your best friend or without your girlfriend, if you're constantly around them for 6 months, you start getting annoyed with the way they eat a hamburger.
Yep, exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
So you got to, like, give yourself some space.
Yeah.
And realize that that's all it is. You just need that.
Time, yeah. You don't want to turn into, like, Oasis or anything. Well, on many levels, you don't want to turn into Oasis, but...
Right.
The last question I have for you is one that we ask everybody. It has nothing to do with anything we've just talked about, but we ask everybody. So, the question is, do dogs have lips?
Yeah, they do.
Okay.
Yeah. I think... At least I like to picture them. They also only have two front teeth. Hey, speaking of... Tastes like chicken. I just thought it might be a good antidote that my house was broken into a couple weeks ago.
Right.
Actually, no, last week, and whoever robbed my house took they stole all my video games and DVDs, but they also stole a bag of raw frozen chicken breasts.
Really?
So, yeah. I want to, maybe you can start asking people if they've ever had their house broken into and if they've ever had food stolen.
Yeah.
Because there's a fucking, like, whole bunch of break-ins in my neighborhood right now where people are stealing, like, coffee and meat. It's fucked up, man. You know, Cleveland's the poorest city in the country.
Yeah.
It just, it's like two years in a row.
Yeah.
And I think people from Cleveland come down here and start stealing food, man.
You know what you should have done? Friend, you should have went up to the, you should have drove up to Cleveland and looked in the pawn shops for a frozen bag of chicken.
Yeah, you'd probably find one.
Have you seen this chicken? Who brought this in?
Yeah, I was thinking that maybe the cops would like recover it and steal like this soggy salmonella piece of shit. Yeah.
Oh, hey, I'd like to get you guys, send you guys some magazines.
Oh, please.
Yeah, I'll put together a packet, and then if you want to, I know your brother was familiar with us because we used to drop down on at CCAD. Did he end up graduating from there, or did he just leave? What did he do?
Yeah, he graduated and he moved to California for a couple months.
Oh, really?
They moved home for about a year, and while he was home, he did like two record covers for us.
Nice.
And then did some T-shirts and stuff, and then he just got a job as like a assistant graphic designer or something. So
nice.
Pretty ecstatic.
That's cool.
He gets to go to Boston tomorrow, or on Monday. He gets to go to Boston with $5,000 in cash with another dude, and they have to go buy a bunch of shit to rip off.
Nice.
And it sounds like a weird like gangster fashion company.
Yeah.
They have to go like scam shit out of people to go take it back to the lab.
Yeah.
So they can ripped it off.
Yeah, I used to have friends that worked at the Limited, and they would send people to Europe to buy a bunch of shit and then just have it shipped back, and then they would just reproduce it.
That's fucked up, man. You think if a company that makes clothes is spying, imagine, man.
I know. Yeah.
Maybe we're being bugged right now by, like, maybe there's another magazine bugging this to check out your questions, and then...
Yeah. Well, know. They're just going to reprint it. But put right. their guy in, so...
Yeah, right.
And another magazine will reprint it, but, you know, instead of it being you, it'll be, like, I don't know, Tom York or somebody.
Yeah, it'll be another person. Or maybe instead of me, it'll be you, and it'll be, like, a trade publication on magazine.
Yeah. Well, thanks for doing this.
Yeah, man, anytime.
Cool, man.
All right, take care, dude.
All right, good luck with the album release.
Thanks, man.
All right, bye-bye.